Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
So this is just straight up mean. Straight up mean. There was a drive-by in Kentucky over the weekend, right? Now, traditionally, you're thinking drive-by something really, really, really awful. This one's just mean. Dude is sitting at his house, and he's got all his, like, Santa and Christmas inflatables up. Somebody drives by and just shoots the Santa inflatable.
What?
That's just straight mean.
Sitting on the couch watching TV and heard kind of like a small bang or whatever. So she asked me to take a look, and when I looked out the front door, we saw that the inflatable had fallen over. I went back and looked at our home security camera, and it actually showed a vehicle turn around in the court and a sound that sounded like a firearm shoot it, and as soon as that noise went off, the inflatable fell down.
That's just straight mean, man.
I'd be down that bad to do that to an inflatable Santa.
All right, so let's wrap up some stuff from the weekend, because if you remember correctly, it was her boss on Friday that bamboozled her a little bit, kind of misleading, when I said, hey, I want you to take care of my son at the office Christmas party, but she thought he was an adult man, and it wasn't. And what was our advice? Like, this turned out to be more than just an office party, because she really needed to change the impression of her boss during this office party, right?
Yeah, because she's the youngest one in the office, and she's just going to continue to get taken advantage of. And this is like, yeah, the boss is in the wrong for making this request or asking her to do this, because of the power dynamic. Like, you really, as a newer employee, she'd only been there 6 months, you'd feel like you can't say no. So my advice was for her to go to the boss and be like, hey, I am so sorry. There was miscommunication. When you said entertain your son at the Christmas party, I thought we were talking about an adult. I didn't realize he was just six. Hey, I am really bad with kids. Kids are not my thing. I am not the girl for the job. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to decline, and you're going to have to. And then Cassie had the great idea as well. You can decline and then be like, but I can like do research for you and help you find like a sitter company, or we can find somebody to come in that can, you know, help keep him entertained during the holiday party. So or I don't know, dude, you can get your own babysitter, but you know, whatever.
Let's see what Val did going into the weekend. Hey, Val, good morning.
Good morning.
You sound a little sheepish. Good morning. What happened?
Yeah, so I did exactly what you guys suggested. You know, to my boss, I didn't realize he was little. I'm not good with kids, and offered to find him a babysitter. Yeah, so my boss said to me that there's no way I could be that bad with kids. And his son would stay close to him, and quote unquote, I just need to take him off his hands throughout the evening. Mm. So there's no need to find a sitter, because the son is quiet, easygoing, shy, and most likely just going to stick by my boss the entire night. You guys remember when you asked, was he asking or telling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this time I noticed he wasn't really asking me anymore. He was more or less telling me that I need to watch his son. So it seems like I have no choice. And honestly, at this point, I'm just thinking about faking being sick this weekend and just not going to the party at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand being a parent. Somebody tells you, "Hey, I'm not good with kids," and you say, "Okay, don't worry about it. Here's my kid anyway."
That's a really good point. Yeah, that's pretty solid.
It's jacked up. I think because they're kind of like, at any cost, please just take this. I have to deal with this kid 24/7, even if it's just for an hour. Please, somebody take my kid. But I know exactly how this feels. I have been voluntold tens of 15s of times. No, literally, that's what it is. Like, you're volunteering, but really they're telling you what to do. And it feels, and I think it hits different, especially when you're a young woman, because in the back of your mind, you're like, well, you're just doing this because, you know, I'm 22, 23 or whatever. And it hits different.
Yeah, you got a bigger problem here, Val. He doesn't respect you for whatever reason. It could be your age, whatever it is. The fact that he's handling it this way, I don't know how to reverse that. Maybe these guys have some ideas, but I got to believe at some point or another, you got to dig in and let him know, like, I am not a girl. I am a woman. I'm a professional woman, and this is totally inappropriate.
I mean, this is when you get HR into the mix, right?
I would think so. I would like that to be the solution of it, is for her to stand up for herself. I don't know if that's going to cause some type of issues at work, and it's better to maybe just not go to the party all in all, but I would like to see her stand up for herself.
I don't feel like you get HR involved yet because she hasn't specifically said no. Like, if she says, hey, listen, I'm not comfortable doing this, I'm saying no. Mm-hmm. Please find somebody else. And if at that point he's like, no, you're doing this, then that's when you go to HR.
Okay.
But I feel like you have to put your foot down and be like, this is totally out of my comfort zone. I'm not comfortable doing this. I'm not going to do it. Please find somebody else.
Hey, Val, keep us posted on exactly what happens after you have that conversation with him, if you have that conversation with him, okay?
I totally will.
Good luck.
All right, go grab your respect. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.